Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, February 10th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. A Wyoming bill to expand a school voucher program passed the House last week, but a new survey shows most Republican voters in the state oppose the system. Public News Service's Kathleen Shannon has the details.
House Bill 199 would offer up to $7,000 per student to families for non-public K-12 schooling. Proponents say the increased competition will improve education. But president of the Wyoming Education Association, Kim Amon, says the playing field is uneven because private schools don't have to post lesson plans and their students aren't required to take state tests.
If you're talking about competition, the competition isn't fair because one playing field doesn't have any accountability at all, and the other playing field has so much accountability they can't keep up.
The proposed program is a revamped version of a 2024 education savings account program. The new one offers more money, disqualifies pre-K students, and gets rid of income requirements. A recent poll of nearly 700 Republican voters in Wyoming shows 68% oppose universal school vouchers. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Wyoming's outdoor economy continues to surge. The amount of money generated by Wyoming's outdoor recreation economy grew by just over 6% in 2023. That's according to a University of Wyoming and Wyoming Office of Tourism report. Chris Floyd is the Deputy Director of Wyoming State Parks and Cultural Resources.
We're seeing growth in shooting sports, and we've heard from many communities that they would like to update and improve their shooting ranges.
The state is backing that growth with plans to build a new shooting complex in Park County. Other booming areas include snowmobiling and fishing. Floyd says a new grant program for local communities is coming online next year, but it likely will not be enough to fund all of the infrastructure needed to support growth, like toilets, trails, and parking. An executive order from President Donald Trump hit pause on spending from the Inflation Reduction Act. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, that's left some Colorado River water users waiting to hear if they'll get the millions of dollars they're expecting.
Just a few days before Trump took office, the Biden administration issued a list of projects that would be sharing a pool of nearly $400 million. Steve Wolf manages the Southwestern Water Conservation District in Colorado and says water projects like this should be seen as bipartisan.
We hope after the review during this pause, the administration and the federal agencies come to that conclusion and this money does move out onto the ground.
The funds are mainly targeted at restoring wildlife habitat alongside rivers and streams. They're spread across Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico, and tribal land. I'm Alex Hager.
Native communities across the country are concerned about potential impacts from President Trump's executive orders and other administration actions. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, they do not want to become collateral damage.
A particular concern was a late January Office of Management and Budget memo that temporarily froze federal payments and sowed ongoing uncertainty across the country. Matthew Campbell, deputy director of the Native American Rights Fund, called it alarming. His group was one of a number of Native organizations that recently sent a letter demanding the Trump administration guarantee the U.S. government abides by its treaty obligations to tribal nations. The OMB memo was ultimately rescinded, but Campbell says concern remains. He noted that federal funding helps support law enforcement, education and health care in Native communities. On Thursday, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski herself sent a letter to OMB demanding it direct federal agencies to ensure federal funding to tribes is not affected by Trump's executive orders. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
An executive order from President Donald Trump hit pause on spending from the Inflation Reduction Act. That's left some Colorado River water users waiting to hear if they will get millions of dollars they're expecting. Steve Wolf manages the Southwestern Water Conservation District around Durango, Colorado.
You always hope that water projects are bipartisan. Any project on the ground is going to benefit probably all water users and everybody in the community generally. So we hope after the review during this pause, the administration and the federal agencies come to that conclusion and this money does move out onto the ground.
The $388 million was mainly targeted at restoring wildlife habitat alongside rivers and streams. The projects are spread across Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico, and tribal land. Wyoming has filed a lawsuit against a New York state law. The Climate Superfund Act requires energy companies to pay into a New York Climate Superfund based on its past greenhouse gas emissions. The Cowboy State, along with 21 other states, argue only Congress has the power to regulate interstate commerce. Plus, Congress is already regulating energy companies through the Clean Air Act. Wyoming claims that act already regulates fossil fuels and greenhouse gas emissions. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on February 9, 1868, the first public school in Cheyenne was established. On February 11, 1915, Casper High School students won the 7th annual wall scaling contest in Cheyenne. On February 14, 1894, Bill Barlow's Budget published a story of a Rollins man who was stung by a scorpion while taking a bath. On February 14, 1959, the Central Wyoming Ski Corporation dedicated the new Hogadon Ski Area on Casper Mountain. On February 15, 1869, the first school in Laramie opened. On February 15, 1955, the state motto of Equal Rights was adopted. And according to the University of Wyoming American Heritage Center, on February 9, 1950, Piedmont, a German Schnauzer and campus mascot, saved the lives of 60 students by barking to wake them up after the dormitory filled with carbon monoxide from a malfunctioning furnace. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question. The first national monument in the country was designated in Wyoming in 1906. What's the name of that national monument? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions by Sunday at noon. We'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.